This is the Underappreciated Podcast. I'm TJ Daw. I'll be talking with C.R. Avery, spoken word artist, poet, beatboxer, and musician, about who or what he considers to be underappreciated. First, here's a bit of C.R.'s rendition of a Leadbelly song, Bring Me a Little Water Silly. C.R. Avery, who or what is underappreciated?
Tags on dumpsters and phone book boxes. The original versions of songs, usually by the songwriter. Little Walter and Sonny Boy Williamson. And Corin Raymond in the scope of Canadian songwriters.
Okay, tell me more about tags.
Well, tags are usually unreadable, only known by the person that's scribbling it. No one's getting paid to do it, and a lot of people just think of it as vandalization. But I was in France, and I went to the Modern Museum, and there was a famous French artist. I have it somewhere around here, who the hell it was. But his whole thing was, his art was when people poster a wall, you know, they're putting up posters for gigs, and then they're re-hit, and then they're re-hit. And what he did was, like, pull away stuff. So you'd have, like, the eyes of Paula Abdul and then a cat from a Coke commercial, and that was his collage, just ripping posters and putting more up. And that's visually fucking cool. And the same thing, when I walk by a dumpster and it's tagged, and then also sometimes it's the stencil, and then there's, like, a sticker of something, I'm going, look at this, like, no one's getting paid to make this, and they've just turned a dumpster into almost like the story of what's going down. I mean, that's the word on the street.
It's organic collage of urban.
Yeah, and that's definitely underappreciated. And I was, like most divorced parents, me and my ex, we don't see eye to eye, but there was a beautiful moment when my daughter came home from maybe grade two, and she said to me, oh, you know, there was someone came into the school about, you know, graffiti and vandalism. And I told her, no, like, I disagree with that, it's art. And she goes, no, it's like, it's against the law. And I was like, no, it's like, it's art. And she goes, no. And then she, you know, went, I took her to her mom's, and then the next day, and she goes, Mom agrees with you. And that was beautiful, where we actually, it was one thing that we still agreed upon. We agree on many things now. Anyways, yeah, zoom, boom, bam.
Tell me about the original versions of songs.
Yeah, I mean, I just had this epiphany. I've been listening to this oldies radio station. And the cool thing is that there were so many great songs in the 60s. And so even a shitty version of it, the poetry was still there. But, you know, like Linda Ronstadt is the one that had the hit with Strung Out and Heroin on the Outskirts of Town. You know, the Warren Zevon song.
I think I'm sinking down, and I'm
But the one that punched me in the face was Neil Diamond doing Joni Mitchell's Both Sides Now.
Ice cream castles in the air, feather canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. They rain, they snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now.
And some people just don't see or hear the difference of that songwriter, that sound in their voice of like, yeah, like I know exactly what this lyric is because I fucking wrote it. And then someone's interpretation.
Oh, I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's cloud illusions I recall. I really don't know clouds at all.
Now, don't get me wrong, some people are great interpreters of song. God damn, there's nothing like the original.
Moons and Junes and Ferris wheels, the dizzy dancing way you feel, as every fairy tale comes real. Oh, I've looked at love that way, but now it's just another show. You leave 'em laughing when you go. And if you care, don't let them know. No, don't give yourself away.
So what do you hear in the Joni Mitchell original on Both Sides Now?
I mean, it's the same. The lyric is the same a little bit as John Lennon's Imagine. A lot of people think like Imagine is this call to arms. Of like, let's, you know, possessions are bad and blah blah. The truth is, he was a little bitch. Like, he loved buying shit and he was vain, and that song is really a repentance. Like, he's saying to himself, like, could you deal if you didn't have any money? Could you this? It's a repent song, and Joni Mitchell's song, it's a repentance. It's a very sad song.
And feeling proud to say I love you right out loud. Dreams and schemes and circus crowds, I've looked at life that way. But now old friends are acting strange. They shake their heads, they say, I've changed. Well, something's lost, but something's gained in living every day.
Jesus Christ, I'm on the outskirts of town on heroin. Some people don't even hear it with all the bells and whistles. You know, they're just like, oh, what a pretty song. Like, when you truly laugh, no sound comes out of your mouth. So the truth is, 80% of the time, people are doing a nervous twitch. Like, that's just, ha-ha, you know, it's like, they're nervous. You know, you can hear that, like, ooh, that's a fake laugh. Or people with perfect pitch, like, oh, that guitar is just a little out of tune. It's like, it's grating. For me, like, when I hear someone sing so honest, and there's this little subtle pain in their voice. It's a beautiful sound. It's subtle, but it's, you know, it's like a woman taking off a shirt.
Carmelita, hold me tighter. I think I'm sinking down. And I'm all strung out on heroin on the outskirts of town. Well, I'm sitting here playing solitaire with my pearl-handled deck. The county won't give me no more methadone, and they cut off your welfare check. Carmelita, hold me tighter. I think I'm sinking down. And I'm all strung out on heroin on the outskirts of town.
Tell me about Little Walter.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know the exact age, but it's something mind-fucking like 12 years old, being in the pool hall, total street, you know, squeegee kid in modern terms. He was, or Dean Moriarty, like this was, he was a punk, you know, a vandal, a troubled youth, but took this German instrument. Jesus Christ, it wasn't, you know, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. Just turned it into this thing. His arrangements were so slick and smooth, like in a Sinatra way, and you know, goes back to that. Like Eric Clapton has had a minor hit with Key to the Highway, which is great. Great blues song. Being able to Walter do it is a whole lot different.
Just before I go, this time, girl, I won't be back no more.
Yeah, and he's unappreciated just because he doesn't really... Yeah, he's inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but I mean, how many years later? Same year Leonard Cohen was. So that was kind of a cool year for me. I'm just going to look at those two. The same way that, I just saw Sister Rosetta Tharpe should be more included in the history of rock and roll.
Up above my head, I hear music in the air. Up above my head, there is music in the air. Up above my head, music in the air. And I really do believe, joy somewhere. All in my room, music everywhere. All in my home, music in the air. Up above my head, that is music in the air. Well, I really do believe joy somewhere.
You know, Chuck Berry has always got the shaft over Elvis, and finally Chuck Berry's like, Jesus Christ. But then, like, you listen to Sister Rosetta Tharpe, forgive me if which one is correct. You go, oh my God, this woman was doing it way before anyway. Black woman and lesbian, like, Jesus Christ, no one played guitar like her. No one. Like, it was just sick.
All in my home, music everywhere. All in my home, singing like that. Up above my head, there is music in the air. You know, I really do believe, joy somewhere. Oh, yes, oh, yes.
Same with Little Walter, though, like he's in there, like in the story of rock and roll. And I'm a harp player, I'm not a guitar player, so he means a lot to me. But it wasn't, you listen to some blues albums and Jesus, every song sounds the same after a while. There's not much variation. It sounds like a constant jam with a bottle of whiskey close by. But Little Walter, it was beautiful, like in a sense of dynamics and his instrumentals and his vocals, everything. It was some dynamic shit, and he should be included more in the story of rock and roll. Thank you. I mean, no sunny boy, no me. You know, it's a beautiful clip. You can see him as an old man finally getting some appreciation. And it's somewhere in England, and there's a billion people. It's one of like Royal Albert Hall type place, and he's just up there by himself, playing harp by himself. You know, kind of in the Leonard thing, or the Tom thing, the last leaf on the tree. Like, everyone was, like, little Walter was gone. Howlin' Wolf be gone by then. And, you know, he was hard living, but he was still standing with his black bowler hat, walking up with his umbrella or cane and three-piece suit, missing a bunch of teeth.
Bye-bye, bird. Bye-bye, bird. Bye-bye, bird. Bye bye, bye bye, boy, and I'm gone.
I'm a harmonica player, and I wanted to stand on my own 2 feet. I didn't want to rely on having a guitar player. A lot of people talk about Lenny Bruce being an inspiration in the comedy world because before him, he just told, you know, sexist, racist jokes.
One-liners.
Yeah. And then he came along, and then, of course, Steve Martin and that tribe took it to another thing of, like, what if we didn't let them laugh? Why don't we just make them feel uncomfortable? And then maybe eventually they will laugh. So, but I needed something. I needed a thing. Like, I needed, you know, I was just, like, the only people that were doing what I were doing were homeless people. But then I saw Sonny Boy.
Bird, I'm gone. Bird, I'm gone. Bird, I'm gone. But I'm gone. But I'm gone. Find myself a home.
He was, you know, a solo performer with a harmonica, singing great, and the snaps and the cadence. And there's so many Annie DeFranc clones walking around and little Dylan babies with the harps on the harnesses, but Sonny Boy could be a whole other line. He's the northern star of that. He's a little bitch. He's good as long as there's no women around. The difference between most singer-songwriters I hear doing a breakup song and then Blue Mermaid Dress. If you can't tell the difference between those two, then you might as well not talk.
The summer we swam in the green reservoir, there was a song in the hollow of every guitar. All our love yet unmade, all our wine yet to drink, all the fresh garden basil in your kitchen sink. And I remember you sitting crouched in the door, and there's no you to even sing this to anymore. Where you are now, can't even guess, but I remember you in your blue mermaid dress.
It's just when someone literally dedicates their life to songs. we were listening to Sinatra live at Sands, and he knew the songwriters that wrote those songs that Frank's singing. And, you know, you go down the Americana route, or you go down the modern-day troubadour route. He knows them all. He's dedicated his life to songs. And if that's collaborating with Jonathan Bird and writing these classics...
With the wrath of the law and the lonesome above you, and all those who love you behind, a storm in your rear view and darkness before you, where will you fly to this time? Only Jesus will go down the road that you're burning. You should be turning to him. But how can you wait and be washed in the water when the river is a dirty sin?
Or just picking up a song from the side of the road that he heard and goes, oh, you belong in this group of great songs. So many people are covering songs now, not even that he wrote, but he brought into the light. Like that Fort Mac song, you know, like.
When I get back from old Fort Mac, I'm gonna have a man. Newfies and the Sudanese will all know where I went. They'll all know where I went. Cause the money flows like water there, and it's got nowhere to go. The only thing to spend it on is liquor, whores, and clothes. Liquor, whores, and clothes. Real estate. Yeah, ain't going back to old Fort Mac no matter how much they pay. You can live and work in old Fort Mac, but there ain't nowhere to stay. There ain't nowhere to stay.
Yeah, it's just it's fucking breath of fresh air. So I did the show in Whitehorse the other day, and Zacchaeus Jackson did this poem about refusing to stand on Remembrance Day. And, you know, whatever, he's a full-blooded Indian, and he lays out why the fuck he didn't want to stand. At first it's like, oh, it's this great rock and roll poem, lays it out. And I was, when I heard him do the poem, I go, that used to be folk music. Like, it used to be... Like, used to say something. It used to be, like, confrontational. And well-written when well done. And then it turned into... It was all Peter, Paul, and Mary. It was all Kingston Trio. And I turned to the spoken word people because it was violent. And it was erotic. And it was badass.
And confrontational.
And Corin, you know, is finally a songwriter that's like that. And, you know, well, we're buds as long as there's no women around.
Bitch.
Should have seen this waitress I knew back in Port Alberni. She was a wildflower, her name was Nadine. Seemed like every friend I had in that valley was stone crazy, man. It's good that I got out of that scene. But I love getting high and I talk when I'm stoned, just like right now. Like I'm talking to you. And I came 3,000 miles on a Greyhound alone. That leaves 3,000 miles left to do. Ooh.
And I was 4 nights. Basically, you just got to sketch, and visualize what you're going to do. And don't rush into it, and don't try not to move on. From a letter until you're completely happy with the one you've just done. So don't do one letter and think, oh, that's kind of shit, but maybe I'll make the piece look better with this next letter. Just don't do that and keep on that one letter. And then I find that, you know, when you used to get a new school book in school, and then the first page of the school book, I don't know about you, but I'd always try and do it really neat at the first page, and then I'd want to carry on doing my book really neat. So if you get the first letter down and you think, all right, I really like this letter, this piece is, you know, it's going to go somewhere and I'm going to like this. If you take time on it, then you can't really go wrong, to be honest, and use a tippet.